This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Werlott. Joshua Landis, there's an interesting report this week that has come out from the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, suggesting that Saudi Arabia is going to run out of cash in about 5 years. Of course, this is all a result of low oil prices. We're now at around $45 to $50 a barrel. And of course, Saudi Arabia is the world's largest oil exporter and has enormous cash reserves, but yet they're not going to be able to maintain their current spending and their current programming and running their country on oil that's that low. So they're looking now to cut spending. I mean, this is all kind of dangerous territory for Saudi Arabia, being one country in the region that kind of escaped the whole Arab Spring. So what are we to make of this? What are its options and what can we expect from Saudi Arabia moving forward?
Well, you're absolutely right. Saudi Arabia has a very high expenses. Its spending for this year's budget is $229 billion, but it's going to have a big shortfall of almost $40 billion. And we don't really know. That's the stated figures. But with a war in Yemen and supporting a war in Syria and also subsidizing the Egyptian regime by over $10 billion a year, Saudi Arabia has giant expenses, and it's believed that its money that it has to be getting is about $100 a barrel in order
to break even. They have to have $100 a barrel oil.
And they're the worst in the Gulf because Kuwait break-even price is about $49. So they're okay.
But Kuwait's a small country.
Yes,
Kuwait's
it is.
A small country. Qatar, UAE. I mean, they're not doing. They're doing okay, but they're small countries compared
they're
to Saudi Arabia.
They're very small population. Saudi Arabia, about 30 million people, and they're small countries, and they haven't spent wildly, and that's partly because they're not into wars. But UAE, for example, very small country. I was just there this last week. A $73 break-even point, but they've got enough reserves, billions of dollars of reserves, that they can go out for 30 years at prices where we are today. And so that's the, you know, that's the Brent crude average for next year is expected to be around $60, $61. Today it's about $47. So it's expected to go up, but it's still lower than the break-even point for many of these countries. And that's going to put incredible strain. And Iran is about 10 years, Saudi Arabia 5. So everybody at first, when prices fell, said, oh, Saudi Arabia is doing it intentionally in order to put pressure on Iran. But lo and behold, it's really Saudi Arabia that is spending like mad and is going to have to tighten its belt.
Well, I mean, I was going to ask about Iraq and Iran because those are two countries that are also going to suffer from this. But back, just to stay on Saudi Arabia for a minute, I mean, they also have – you mentioned all the things that they're involved in the region, but they're also heavy spenders internally, domestically, a lot of social spending, a lot of support for their young people to leave the country and study around the world because they can't employ them at home. So, I mean, going back to this notion of a future, you know, Arab Spring in Saudi Arabia, I mean, if they really have to draw back on this spending and they only have 5 years of cash left in the bank, you know, what are we to expect in the terms of their political stability in the future?
Well, that's the million-dollar question about all the Gulf countries is they don't tax their people. Saudi Arabia does not tax. It has all this income coming straight out of the ground. So it gives subsidized mortgages, free education, free health care, you name it. It's free. It's a Republican dream in Saudi Arabia. No taxes and lots of government spending, I suppose. That's not the dream. But this is going to be a real problem because if this goes on for a long time, Saudi Arabia has to tax its people. And that will require democracy. You know, no taxation without representation was the American, you know, that's what did it over here and got rid of Britain. And so it will test these monarchies, which have been stable because they had so much money. They don't tax the people. It's a dream.
And the dream might be coming to an end sometime soon.
Well, unless prices go back up. And now Saudi Arabia can mortgage. They're getting into the bond market for the first time in a big way. You know, these articles saying they're going to go bankrupt in 5 years, don't believe it. Because they can borrow against that oil for many years to come. Other places are going to go bankrupt a lot sooner. And that's we're sitting on one of them.
Well, oil prices are a big issue for us as well. All right. Well, Joshua, thank you again, as always, for being here on Worldviews. Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.